the Hakdoma to Shir HaShirim, actually holding by the Moshel. He described the Nimshel last time that is referring to Klal Yisrael, that Shlomo HaMelech saw that we were destined for Golus, Goyla Achar Goyla, Churban Achar Churban, you know, one after another. And then the process that he described is we'll start to bemoan in this Golus on the covet that we used to have and remember the love, that the original love that he had, that he chose us from all the nations. And that step of covet harishon and remembering the love will inspire in us loymar el chovashuv al isha harishon. I'm going back to my original husband, to my first husband. Because it's much better. Now that I remember that, that was much better than what I have now. And then we allow ourselves to remember his chasodim. They seem to have been buried as we were distanced from him. We didn't want to pay attention to that, I assume. That's probably the most powerful. Then we remember, hey guys, you know why we're here? Not because any lack on his part, but we rebelled. And this is the consequences. And then we can, when we come to that, we can, I guess, our minds are freed up enough and realistic or optimistic or not broken down by the suffering because we realize it's of our own cause. Now we can begin to think about the nevuas of what's going to be l'osid lovoy, where the Chazal even describe it, that ayin l'ro'as elokim z'losecho. Compared to Yetzias Mitzrayim, what we're going to see in the Geula Asido is ayin l'ro'as. Nobody ever saw such gilui shechina. Okay, now the last paragraph is the moshel itself, and we would be concerned, we would like to be able to see the parallel between them, because a moshel and a nimshel are supposed to be exact. And I always like to say that I think we have a right to hold Rashi and Chazal to the same exacting standard, at least of the Dubna Magid. The famous story with the Dubna Magid, the Goyin used to give the Goyin Musa. The Goyin looked to him like his spiritual mentor. I don't know what that means exactly, but he was the only one who gave the Goyin Musa. So he once came to Vilna, and as soon as he walks in, the Goyin says, Zoga Moshel, you know, give me a Moshel. So he says it was a Moshel to a guy who was looking to get a goat to milk, and he traveled all over Europe to find this perfect goat that should be to be able to get goat's milk. And finally he finds the goat, and he buys the goat, and he schleps back days and days traveling back home to his farm in order to be able to milk the goat. Finally gets home to the farm, and he puts the goat in the barn and starts to milk, and no milk comes out. And he complains to his wife, it's a mekachtos, what is this? I bought this goat for milk, and the goat doesn't give any milk, and what am I going to do? And she says, why don't you first give the goat something to drink, and then give him something to eat, and then let him rest a little bit, and then I'll be happy to give you milk. Can you find a more perfect moshel than that? So I think we have a right to try to hold Rashi to such mesholim also, to such, you know, accuracy. That doesn't mean you can't talk about a man and a goat and the moshel and the nimshel. That's, we're not saying, you know, you have to have a, you know, but it, the movements and the ideas have to parallel. Okay. V'yosed sefer hazeh beruach kodshei. Beloshen ishot srura. He wrote this sefer with his ruach hakodesh in the language of a bonded woman. Ishot srura. I think that's, no. Maybe that's a lotion of Tzoros? No, Tzrua, no, she's bonded. The Almanus Chayus, with living widowhood. In other words, for all intents and purposes, she's a widow. For all intents and purposes, she's a widow. But she's almanus chayus, means it's live widowhood, which means the husband is still alive. So she doesn't have a husband because he left her or he chased her out. But she's still an almona. Mishtoikekes al balo, she's chalashing. She's craving for her husband. Misrapekes al doido, and she's again. That's a lotion of. I guess the heart is pounding for her beloved. So bailo v'al doido, and I assume those are two different categories. I would say, I would suggest that really the woman is missing two things. A woman wants a baal. The Chazal didn't call a husband a baal for no reason. A woman, really the nature of a woman, the normal, healthy, natural state of a woman is that she wants someone to, he's really in charge. He's the boss. He takes responsibility. Today, you know, because we've fought so much for the woman's independence that we've destroyed this concept of one unit. It's like one unit with a division of labor, and the one unit is it's like one bank account. You know that everything goes in is for both of us. If he learns, it's like she learns. If she does this, chesed, what she does, or she does, like he did it. It's we're together. It's one account. I once saw this with a woman whose husband was a very brilliant lawyer, but about Shuva never learned. She was very upset that he didn't know how to learn Gemara. She figured if he knew how to learn, her children learned. And she, so set up something, whatever it is, chavrusas and a shir and this. And I spoke to this woman a few months later, and the simchas hachayim that she had was to me clearly as if she was the one who was going to the shir to learn. There was such a relationship between the husband and wife that it was one thing. My husband's learning. That's just like I'm learning. You know, I don't have to go fight for liberation or whatever you want to call it, because that's it. We have one account. Whatever I do, he does it. He does, I do. We share everything. And that's the way it should be. And in that shared experience, I think that there are different roles. Of course, doida means that the beloved. There's the love between them. But also, she's mishtakekas al bailo. She wants a husband. She wants a baal. In other words, a woman needs that someone to take responsibility. This is what we have to do. Don't worry, it'll be all right. You follow me, you listen to me, I know. And she, that's her nature that she wants, she needs, she craves that. And I would say that that means that that's the nature of Klal Yisrael too. That we want, on the one hand, we want the loving relationship that's extremely powerful. But we, I guess when there is the loving relationship, we can also sooner tolerate and crave the idea of a baal. We have some goyim are jealous of Jews when they hear the extent of the detail of their religion. I'll never forget something that I knew somebody who they came to talk about something about how you tie your shoes, and this guy thought the goy was probably going to make fun, and they said, "You have a religion? Right down to give you a directive how to tie your shoes? Wow. To us, the burden makes us sometimes want to be Pirik oil. It's too much. We don't want. Yeah. But to the one who doesn't have the Yetzirah, to the one who doesn't have the burden, it's the most amazing thing in the world. I have a baal. Tells me what to do. And in the Moshel and the Nimshel and Shir Hashirim, we are the woman. So, you know, we have that nature, Klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know. Klal Yisrael, men and women, all of us have that nature. That we want someone to tell. The problem is that if it's only Baal, sometimes it gets a little bit sticky, a little bit painful, a little bit resented, a little bit overwhelming. But if my Baal and my Doido, my Doidi, are the same, that's something else. So, but the Rashi Nakdoma tells us that we're talking about here a Baal relationship and a loving relationship, and it seems both are critical. Mazkeres avas nureo a love. She remembers the love that she had for him. Umoide al pshoeho. Now what about the love that he had for her? It's very interesting. It seems that the emphasis is, Shir Hashirim actually emphasized both. But it seems Rashi here is saying that the thing that she remembers the most, the love, feeling love, giving love, can be more powerful, can be more uplifting, can be more a source of happiness and fulfillment than even receiving love. Receiving love is amazingly validating. It means I'm worth something, somebody loves me. But giving love is the ultimate validation, because when I give love, I'm doing like Kodesh Baruch Hu. So in terms of validation, I'm fulfilling the ultimate Mahu Afato. Mimela, it's even more powerful. And you see this in the Ramban, where it says, Vayikach Yitzchok es Rivka oil hosoro vayehoveho vayinochem achare imoy. So the Ramban is bothered by the smichus of vayehoveho vayinochem. He loved her and he found the choma. What's the connection? So he said the love that he gave to his wife provided the nechoma for the loss of his mother. I would have said just the opposite. I would have said the love that the wife gives him should substitute for the mother's love. No, it seems that the nechoma came most from what he was able to give her. Giving love is the greatest source of comfort, the greatest source of nechoma, the greatest source of happiness, the greatest source of validation, because that's the ultimate. I've elevated myself to the highest human status, that celibate kim, the, you know, mahu afato. So it seems that she's maskeres avas nuureho elov, umode al psho'eho. And once she has that, then she can be mode al psho'eho. So it seems that she needed that. There's a blockage. We don't want to be mode on the psho'im. It's something, when the relationship is strained, now we hide, we don't want to assume the blame. But the minute that I can feel that relationship again, when I crave that relationship and I remember that relationship and I can feel those feelings again, then I'm already ready to be moida on my mistakes. Oh, now it goes back to the other side. Afdoido tsar lo b'tsaroso. He feels tsar in his... I think that tsruri here probably refers to tsar rather than anything else. But anyway, afdoy the tzar lo b'tzoroso, umazkir chasdei ne'ureho, he feels tzar in hatzora.
Can you go back for a second? What's umoda? What does that do with all? How does that? What does that do with the
context? It sounds like that the only way that we can, in other words, to take blame for a breach in a relationship, we have to, I guess, first see that relationship. We have to first start to feel that relationship again. In other words, if you wanted to take blame, blame is very painful. So if the relationship is not there, so I want to blame somebody else. When I start to feel that closeness again, she remembers, she's misrapekes al doido, she's maskeres abas nureo I love. She starts to feel those feelings again. And she's ready to uncover it. It seems you need that confidence we need that relationship to be able to be moida. When the relationship is breached, I don't want to be moida. And it's true. It's true too. I mean, it's very true in marital counseling too. It's the same thing, that when the relationship is strained and everybody's blaming everybody else, the minute the relationship is reunited, is restructured, is reconnected, then we're ready to accept blame. So I think that's what that is. Oh. He too feels the tsar in her tsara. Sounds like tsar bitsoroso, that the tsar is that she's suffering. HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels the tsar when we suffer. Umazkir chastinu reho, and he remembers her chasodim, the chasodim of her youth. Venoi yoifyo, the beauty, or the beauty of her beauty. The kishron po'aleho, and the sharpness of her, or the appropriateness of her actions. Asher bohem nikshar imo be'ahavo azo, that through them he was bound to her in a deep love. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his love of Klal Yisrael, is what binds it into a'avo azo, is the fact that the beauty, the midos, the chasodim that we do, the kishron pu'ulois, those things are the things that bind HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a deeper love. Lohidio, to let her know, ki loy miliboy ono veloy shilucher shiluchim. And he lets her know, I guess, through this, we have to figure out exactly how that works, that I didn't forget about you. I didn't erase you from my heart. I didn't send you away, like shiluchim, I guess, meaning permanently. Ki oid hi ishtoy, she's still my wife, v'hu isha, and I'm still her husband, v'hu osid lo shuv eleho, and he is destined eventually to come back to her. So very interesting here. Like, first of all, let's start from here, from the end. Who osid lo shuv eleho? What's that? She's not coming back to him. He threw her out. So now he's coming back to her. She's not coming back to him. Isn't she supposed to come back to? He threw her out. What happened? He threw her out because she acted inappropriately. She was poshea. Now he's letting her know that he still loves her. He didn't, and he sent her away.
He mentions first when he talks about the husband, when he talks about the woman who first talks about the ahava, and doesn't talk about.
Oh, we didn't even get there. The comparison is off. The comparison is off. We're not there, but let's first understand this in its own right, and then we'll see if we could figure out the comparison. So first I'm asking you, who's returning to whom?
He's
going to return to her. I mean, you're right. You're right. That, in other words, it does say later that that he comes back to her.
She's mishtakekes and he comes back.
She wants it, and he lets her know, so she wants it. No, that's Porsche. She's not in control. She wants it. But he's behind the windows. Meitzitz min acharakim, mashkiach min achaloinus. I want mishtaket. What can I do about it? Mazkip shoeha, okay, but so what? But in other words, she's ready. When she starts to feel the love again, no, she's moida al pshoel. That's already a vidui, not just mazkir. She's moida al pshoel. So again, so look, so she did her part. In other words, this is what's happened. It makes sense. She's craving for him again. She's mishtokekes al balu, mishtokekes al duido. She remembers the love that she had for him, and now she's moida. In other words, she's doing tshuva. Moida al pshoel. That's vidui, right? Chotosi ovisi pashati. That's what vidui is. I admit, I sinned. So now she's already done. What else could she do? She did tshuva. She came back. Problem is, where is he? You know, if he she did hers. So now he says he.
That's not a full tshuva.
Sure it is. What do you mean?
That's not as if
vidui.
What?
No, vidui is a vehicle to the reason the vidui it says is the vehicle is what's ma'ira, the charota, and I realize what I did wrong and I admit it. And I admit it in front of Hashem, and that's. Vidui is the Ika. According to the Rambam, the Ika Tshuva is Vidui. Ika Mitzvah Tshuva is Vidui. I don't know. He's not teaching us all the Hilchos Tshuva here. But that's Moed Al Pshoel. If a person comes and says Vidui, again, Vidui, this is a Vidui that comes not Stam at the beginning. Mazkeres Abdus Nureho. She's Mishtakekes and she's Misrapekes, and it's a different kind of a Vidui. Okay, now he says, "Af doida tzar lo b'tzarosa." He feels the tzar; she's in tzar now because she's missing him. He feels her tzar, and he remembers. Why does he have to be mazkir chaste nureho? Right, so.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, yeah, it makes the longing more.
I don't like to say, ain't shikcho lifnei kisei kvidecho.
But it also says that, it seems like his love became weaker for us.
Oh, very good. So I think the pshat is like this.
Not allowed, but we don't say that.
What?
We never say that, that his love became,
so I kind of like this. I don't have absolute proof, but it's things like this that seem to indicate it. And that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has kaviyocho. Again, this is all ways that we're supposed to understand him. In reality, it's not human terms. It's like the Rambam says, Mahu nikra rachu, afatohe rachum. It's just the human version of trying to comprehend it. But so, if the Pshat is shikho, the Pshat Hashem, he doesn't really forget. But he makes himself forget. He makes it as if he forgets. He has to look the other way. I guess on a human level, it says he can't stand the pain. He can't, so he forgets. We say Zochreinu L'chaim. We say Zochreinu L'teiva Yalev Yov Zichroneinu Fikdoneinu. What do you mean? You know, we say Zeicher Habris. We say he shouldn't forget. Al Tish Kocheinu, Ma Tish Kocheinu, Ein Shikcha. There it says, but he makes it Ke'ilu a Shikcha. That's like the expression of how to cope. I can't. If I look at it, I can't take it. Now when he sees Klal Yisroel feeling this tsar of wanting to come back, so he's afdodat tsar lebetzorosa. In other words, the tsar of the breached relationship. I'll ask you, Kasha. Let me. Why does he have tsar betzorosa? Why doesn't he have tsar of all the chatoim that she did? Afdodat tsar betzorosa. He had the whole tsar. He had the tsar that she distanced herself.
He
what?
What?
No, no, but she sinned. She did. She's 2,000 years in Golos. She's doing Kol Dvar Osur. He's tsar b'tzarosa. He's tsar b'maaseo. He's tsar in the breach of that relationship. He's tsar in so many other things. I would suggest. I don't know. Again, I don't know. But I would suggest that maybe the Pshat is like, those things HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to cope with. In other words, Klal Yisrael sins, I have to look the other way. I have to, ke'ilu, oises atzmo, ke'ilu shochach. I don't know what's going on. But now I see her suffering. I see the pain. It's like a new ischadshus. I see the pain. Klal Yisrael finally remembers and realizes, and oivei, what eidich of osho, isha risha. Ah, then he looks at now. There's a new tsar. This new tsar is tsar b'tzoroso. Umazker now. What is that? Umazker chastinura. What do you mean? He forgot them? No, before he sort of marginalized them. He wasn't focused. Kaviyochol again. It's all ridiculous. All this talk about Hashem is, but it's the best we could do to understand. We have to relate to him in human terms. That's the only way we can relate. Now he's mazker chastinureho, v'noyofyo v'kishon poleho, asher bohem nikshar. He was bound, not koshur, but nikshar imo b'avo azo. Remembers, he tried to forget, again, kaviyochol 1,000 times. He tried to forget, what?
What's the relationship that we have with Hashem before?
No, the relationship was great. Was our Sinai, was love, was, what? What? What?
After we sinned before the shuk was done, what's the...
No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to kill. He cast it was too painful for him. It was too painful for him, so he couldn't look at. If he looks at Kishrom Poleo and No Yofyo, then he sees too much. Look at this. Look the other way. But now she feels the pain. She wants to return. He feels her pain, and now he starts to remember Kaviyochol Umazkir. He brings to memory whatever that means. But Chaste Nureo No Yofyo Kishrom Poleo Asher Bohem Nikshar. He reminds himself of the Kishrei Ava that they had. Now, Lohidia, all of this he does, Lohidia. She's still there. Lohiona mi liboy, veloi shilchu shiluch. He has to let her know this, because on the one hand, it seemed very much that that's what he did. Yeah, we don't see him. He's metitz min acharakim. We don't see him. He's not Hester ponim. Don't worry, I'm still here for you and this. And who osid loshuvei leo, she already has done hers. as much as she could to come back. He lets her know that he's osid lo shuvei leho. All right, I think the comparison we're going to have to leave for next time to see if we can work that out. Yeah, that's what it is mean.
Permanently.
No, what?
Permanently.
No, Shebehem Niksha, that's how it started. That's right. That's all it means. But now once but until now he was forgetting that on some level. Yeah, now he's reminding us. Yeah, look. You know what? Now it's like, now I know why I married you in the first place. I forgot. We had so many fights. We were so distanced. We were separated with this. All of a sudden, I start to see something coming back. That's the girl that I married. That's why I wanted you in the first place. That seems to be. All right, next time we'll have to try to do the comparison, and then we'll get started.